Better get the fuck out of here.
Maybe gay.
True.
Nate's I've never gay. Seen you wear short shorts, bro.
That's what happened. We went to LA. Ew. Nate's gay and we're smoking crack.
These might be the shortest shorts I've ever worn
bro,
in my whole life.
It's disgusting. You fucking fat ass hanging out the back of them, dude.
They were free shorts. They gave me free short shorts and I didn't know how to act.
Who gave you those short shorts?
Yo, you can see Nate ass.
Yeah, what
Nate's
guy?
Ass from the front.
It's Nate the Stallion. Nate, let me see your Nate thigh gap, bro.
The fucking crawdaddy, Nate the Stallion. Bro, you just floated with your fat ass in front of everyone all day at the pool.
It was salt water.
It had nothing to do with the water, bro.
Boy,
Nate, I'll be honest. I'm surprised you made it out of the ESPYs alive, bro.
Honestly, I saw Lamar Jackson licking his lips. Russell Wilson was about to leave Sierra when he saw your fucking sick ass walk down the red carpet.
We gotta get out of here.
We're gonna leave. We're going back to God's country tomorrow.
We gotta get out early.
We're back in Texas.
We're back in Texas, man.
We gotta
totally
get back to
sober
Texas
podcast.
Where everyone's straight as hell and not shirtless constantly.
Here's a wild hypothetical.
Yeah.
Wild hypothetical. You're gonna suck dick or bottom. It's a pretty big dick, but he also comes loads like Peter North. What are you choosing?
I don't want my ass to get devastated by this big
dick.
But
you want your face
to
get
the amount of cum matter?
Yes.
Really?
I think so. I honestly
don't know. If it was a teeny dribble, I'd be like, what the fuck?
Yeah, okay.
I spit it right through my teeth. I go,
yeah, but.
No, I'd be like, yo, for sure, totally, you can fuck me, but I'd be super head. I'd just be like, rah, rah. No one would laugh. I'd be hands free, dude.
Oh my god.
We gotta get it in. We only have a couple more days to be extremely gay.
Yeah, you're right.
We're gonna get back to our normal lives. Yeah. Is Pride Parade all month long, or is it just like one or two? Is it like the St. Paddy's Day thing where it turned into like every
Saint
weekend
Paddy's
there's just
month, yeah.
drunk kids walking around like ugh.
Yeah. Yeah, it's Pride Month's a long celebration.
Can I go down there and masturbate?
No.
I feel like
honest, studs are fucking with the podcast.
What do you mean?
Studs fuck with this podcast.
Really?
Yeah
bro. Otherwise,
what's up, sexy studs out there?
I hope your shit gets blown up by studs. Just holding straps.
You just get abducted by studs.
You like this 8-inch boy? No, please.
Yeah, if you get pegged by a stud.
That's what I think the finale of True Detective is going to be.
Just a pegging?
Them just pegging the murderer. Then be like, all right, now finishing both of us. Figure it out.
They peck him to death.
That would be nasty.
Death, the worst way to go.
Death
you just
by
get
banging.
Gaped by some studs until you bleed out.
Having Jodie Foster specifically, like she's kind of old and really frail and skinny, just fucking work. Just having them increase the kink slowly throughout the new True Detective would be the funniest thing in the world.
Man, I bet old Jodie Foster spits in an asshole before she fucks you. She goes,
spits and it puts a thumb in it goes you're ready and just spreads it.
Dude, you just reminded me. I had a thumb butthole dream last night.
Really?
You had a what?
I had a thumb butthole dream. As soon as you said that, I was like, holy shit, I was dreaming about that. I was dreaming last night about getting all the thumb I wanted.
Just right in there.
Just getting like a thumbs up from the front. And they're like, oh, for sure. Like, okay. It's about time you got with the program. It's a stud with a long wingspan who could reach all the way back and get you from behind while you're getting. That would be crazy.
A Wimby Amma stud.
Yeah. Okay, Brittany Grimier.
It's only fair. It's true. It's only fair. Cool.
Yeah.
It's only fair.
Any WNBA stud can fucking totally do that. Like
just get you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like a good center.
Yeah. It's as good as dunking. It's as impressive as a dunk. They somehow grapevined like through your legs and your ass hair and fucking like, whoa. I guess it's only fair.
Yeah, you gotta just submit and just let what happens happen at that point.
Oh yeah.
She's taking me.
I've been had. And then you just link your other two thumbs.
That's gay avatar.
And you go, you are one sneaky stud.
Dude, he had to sit in the mall security booth until his dad came into the mall to pick him up.
Did he have to do sexual favors to get out?
He probably
tried.
You ever
see that porn? I've seen that.
I would have done anything to get out of
there. I would have done anything to get out of
there. I would have been full casting couch.
I would have cast it out.
I would have got onto the mall security. I would have been in dog.
I would have initiated like, it. Yeah, I would have got on the table and yeah. just get it over with, dude.
True, I would have... Nasty little power bottom.
Going like this while you're talking.
I'm actually pigeon-toed.
Fucking crazy. I know we were joking earlier about you being zesty as soon as you got to LA.
Nate is thick and bow-legged, bro. Nate is a fucking hood prize, bro.
Oh, no.
Nate... When I see Rich Horse like this, it's like, yo, he is definitely a black dude from fucking Reading. Like, you could see him on Frankfurt Ave. You would see this guy walking down the street.
Nate, can I see you blow bubblegum and pop it real quick?
Oh, this is dope.
Nate, we're just having fun.
I need more vodka. Can I have more vodka?
A little more vodka.
A little more vodka, please.
Give him a different cup.
That's pretty nice. We eat a family dinner.
Yeah. You guys are in there getting hard as hell.
Throw there some basketball team players with like some stories. Like, you know,
some loser sucks a squad stories.
Sucks a squad. You know how they have the ucky cookie stories?
Yeah.
There's totally loser suck the squad stories.
I hope the Beer Olympics isn't loser sucks a squad.
Dude, we're coming out gold medal. We ain't got to worry about that.
Why they got to get squad sucked up? He's still got to get sucked.
You drink 40 beers and just throw up on someone's dick. You're like, oh.
Dude, getting sucked by the boys, though, you'll truly be busted.
True. Well, dude, you could be demisexual, dude.
But he's truly, he just likes holes.
He's That's coming what he alive. Says. Yeah, he's panned, dude.
Yeah, and he was saying like, is you really truly the best hang when you could just like hang out with somebody, play some games, and you're like, want to fuck? And then they're like, yeah. And then you just go about your way.
He sells it well. Like, if you could get hard that
he
way.
Should he should be the spokesperson. He should be the spokesperson. Yeah.
He does refuse to bottom, which is still also badass. He does refuse to bottom, ass.
Dude. It's pretty straight.
Yeah.
Damn, he does probably get so much pressure.
To bottom?
I'd suck dick not to bottom. He's out here surviving, dude.
All right. Here's a wild hypothetical.
Yeah.
Wild hypothetical. You're going to suck dick or bottom. It's a pretty big dick, but he also comes loads like Peter North.
I might take that up in a fight. Just go. I swear to God, I'm at the age now where like I just can't risk it. I'm gonna go full sexual, just like thumb on the butthole. And be like, you sure you want to do this? I'll have a gun right on my head and I'll go, you sure? This is a mutually assured destruction.
That is the reset button, like on an alarm clock.
Hey, can you imagine having a gun to your head and the guy goes, oh, because you thumbs on his butthole? Oh.
That'd be crazy.
He just gets more aggressive. Fucking go deeper.
He takes it from you. He's just like, fuck.
He realizes he's gay. He's done with himself. Like, I didn't know.
I've lied to my family and my wife.
All the homies are there.
Yeah.
All the studs that are out. Dude,
but that's for real though. Like, if this is like this is like modern psychology. But like, if you are in a closet, you should just kill yourself, dude.
Why?
It's bro, so okay to be gay, hell? Dude. Just be that was a gay. Jump.
Yeah, but why? You
I'm goofing.
Dude,
I was goofing.
I know.
You guys abandoned me.
Is there sex?
Yeah, sometimes you check the Earl, yeah.
Just to get them off you.
Sometimes you're dead to rights. You
did you ever encounter a natural power bottom who just fucking pushed right back?
Thank God. I would have been screwed.
Fuck. Who gets, like, cum strength? You know, you're coming and you're like,
God damn it, dude.
Just those 4 seconds of ultimate strength.
Every muscle fired in line. Does it work? Does it pop a guy right off you?
It works, yeah. You never go in there, but you kind of just
degrade.
You let them know. You go, get the heck off me. Unhand me.
Fiend.
There's more where this comes from.
I'm going to use my face next.
I got to be honest. If I'm going to win, I'm just going to take it. If I'm really close to a win, I'm like, yeah, yo, we got it. It's 3 seconds. Oh, it's only 3 seconds.
True. Yeah, but dude, imagine. Oh, that's tough, though.
That's 3 seconds?
Yeah, because forever in your like wrestling career, when pinning somebody, you're going to kind of want a thumb in your butt. Because that's going to be like, as you're pinning someone, you're just like, oh, fucking yes. Every pin you did from there would just feel empty. You'd have to like grab his hand and shove his ass. It's like something's missing. Yeah. Yeah.
It's sex on ecstasy. Like, you can't go bad.
Bad girl.
Yeah.
Dan, it's so nice to just doggy your way out of a like racial snafu.
The Department of... The Department of Race, Ethnicity, Gender, and Sexuality Studies. I like that.
It's all one thing?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Being gay and being black is the same thing in hiking.
I have.
What was your biggest hike?
I don't have a distance to it, but it was...
walking outside doesn't count.
He took 3 cum walks. You don't hike, dude. Obviously, you don't fucking hike.
I used to hike. I used to hike in Jersey.
Where'd you hike?
Are you talking about walking dogs?
No, no, I mean, no, not all the time, yeah, but no. Dude,
rucking, that doesn't count for rucking. having an 1/8 ounce of cum on your fucking shit.
It weighs you down.
That's gross, man.
Yeah.
I can do a bikini fap, which is, dude, you feel like nice.
Just fapping feels good, dude.
Fapping does
just jacking
feel
off on your own. Just
although
in
if you
dark
get
room, quiet.
Did you ever get into a weird thing where you're just like, I'm jerking off a guy? That fucks me up. Now I'll get into that.
That's
I'm
Freud, dude.
Jerking a guy
That's
off.
Freud, dude.
It's
you're just
true.
Jacking off. Just relax. Just relax.
But you're jerking off a guy, and you are liking getting jerked off by a guy.
Analyzing instinct and thought bothers me so
it's
much.
Not an instinct. Jerking off is a technology.
That's Freud would know about that. That's
true.
That's just gay.
True. It's phallic.
We like to eat phallic things.
It's your father's handing you
your
his
father's
penis.
Handing you his penis. You're eating it. You're gay.
You're destroying
it.
No, you're destroying it.
You're destroying your dad's cock.
You can't have you can't have the threat of obliteration from your father. Your father will cut your penis off. Your father will cut your penis off.
Time to read fucking Popper. Karl Popper's the bro, dude. We're done with this Freud bullshit.
He's too reductionistic. I can't. I mean, for physics, yeah, but for the subjective human experience, Popper just is lost, dude, in the mirrored hallway. So,
well, I say. Hold on, still. Let me put this in my lab.
Oh, you want to suck your father's cock? Yes, this is nice.
I was also told that Jim, I probably shouldn't say this because it is derogatory and defaming, but I was told that Jim spent a lot of time on his knees when he was in prison.
Really?
Praying.
Yeah.
Damn, who told you that?
Some people that were, that did time with him.
Damn.
So...
probably, I mean, his enthusiasm was probably great.
True.
So now that I know these,
you'll get to dig it out.
Come out of this.
So now that I know these things about Jim,
just anointing himself with the chrism, dude.
Running around after he gets the facial.
That is insane. I mean, again, I know what you're saying. You don't want to implicate yourself in any kind of negative smearing, but as just a joke, it's very funny for a mega church pastor to just be just pulling it out of guys.
Oh, that.
Because you're yourself.
But you wouldn't know. I guess you could be like, yo, how's it feel, brother?
Yeah, yeah.
And he'd be like, I fucking
take
hate
a
this.
Quick
like,
survey
I
after.
Knew it. You could prove you're not gay. You could fuck yourself in the quantum superposition and be like, yeah, dude, I totally hated it. I beat my ass. I turn around. I was like, yo, what the fuck, dude? Yeah. I didn't want to do this.
How is it not masturbating?
Yeah, I mean, it would be the ultimate fap sesh.
Yeah.
But Yeah, I mean, people are not like hearing about traveling another dimension to take yourself down.
It'd be so funny.
You just see Hitler and you're like, I'm going to fuck myself.
I'll yeah, I got to find Hitler. Me. Yeah.
I got burned on buying regular Coke. And then the guy, the friend of a friend was like, well, I know a guy who can get hard. And I was like, all right, cool.
Again, I was like,
there go for the grace of God. I'm narrowly avoiding getting butt fucked. But we ended up, he got a bunch of it. And we stood in his bedroom all night in a 3-man circle just smoking crack.
It's the funniest drug.
Y'all
very...
trying to get hard right now?
Yeah, I can get hard too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
whoa, whoa, whoa. What are you doing?
It is. The parties on like hard drugs are so funny because I'm sure it's so fun, but it's just always just like three dudes in a room just like.
My God, bro. Oof, my own. We're out here just living these Hollywood nights, dude.
Dude, Hollywood nights. Polly. Bye.
Damn, no, dude, you fucked up.
I'm fucking like, hammered. You're fucking, I'm absolutely
you're
hammered.
Anderson,
I'm
not, you ain't New Year's Anderson Cooper. You're New Year's Anderson Cooper.
My goal was to keep it together, to have it completely under the radar.
I'm not trying to like claim good ones, but I'm New Year's fucking Don Lemon. Called it. Called it. You're New Year's Anderson Cooper. Nate's fucking just Nate. Nate, you, nobody's been hornier since they've gotten to LA.
It's crazy.
Not in a fucking, not in a heterosexual horniness. Look at it. Look at the glass he's using. What is that?
No. Come on.
No, we're not using those same glasses.
Nate, we got to show the truth, bro.
And the shorts, bro.
Zesty, bro.
These were free shorts, and I love them. And I'm
like, why are you? What's
free? Who gave them to your sugar daddy?
It was guys, a fine gentleman.
Guys, let's get serious. Come
guys,
on.
Let's get serious. There's so much serious stuff going on in the world today.
Seriously, man.
Nate, though, I've never met a zestier guy. Bro, as soon as the plane landed, he was like, when are we going to dare? Like, it was like, yo.
But Nate, I never knew you.
Hello, this is Sean Gardini. I just wanted to stop in to let you guys know that the guys had been drinking a lot during this episode. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but I just wanted to clarify that because there's going to be a handful of edits. So we just wanted to say we're sorry about that. But we still think you'll enjoy the episode. Well, we hope you'll enjoy the episode. And yeah, that's about it. So back to the show.
Let's start.
Nah, this is good. Yeah, we're wrong. This is
devastating.
Matt's cooped up.
I'm completely.
You're Silver Fox, Anderson Cooper.
I'm CIA asset, Anderson Cooper. Vanderbilt, fully Vanderbilt right now.
You're Vandy.
Dude, three spicy margaritas will turn you into a Vanderbilt asset.
Yo, three margaritas. Yeah, all right. Here's the topic of the day. Here's the thing we need
let's
to talk.
Focus let's on. Get down to business.
Let's talk brass tacks. We were hanging out at the pool earlier and we watched a boy 69 with his mom.
Yo, that was for real, like disturbing.
It was crazy. There was I don't want to assume any ethnicity there. What would you have guessed?
No, it was. I don't have to guess. I literally saw it. It was a Middle Eastern boy,
some type of
having sex with his mom.
I was trying to pinpoint it. That kid, you're being generous with eight. That kid was
12,
10.
Not 12.
I think he might have been close to 10, dude. He was big. He was like
nine,
six,
bro. He was
6'5".
He wasn't double ditch. He was still in the Garden of Eden. He was humping his mom.
He was. He didn't. It was on her.
That was on her.
Obviously, that was nuts.
We were at the pool today, and there was I had a reference Grok. I was like, Grok, is it cool? I asked Grok. Jesus Christ. No, for real. There was a kid today at the pool. This is brass tacks.
This is brass tacks.
We were at the pool today. We were chilling. We were just recouping. We were chilling, having some fucking pina coladas out of a coconut.
By the way, virgin pina coladas.
So fucking
end of the day, virgin pina coladas. We got
they were
bamboozled big time. They had such low alcohol content that another group of dudes came over and were like, "Yo, are you guys fucked up?" And we were like, "No." And they're like, "We aren't either." We've been chugging these pina coladas. No one is fucked up. But I'll tell you who was fucked up. That giant-titted mom. And I'm not going to, you know, I don't
That was a clash of cultures.
That was a culture clash.
For real, to be fair, we're at the pool. There was a Middle Eastern lady, and she had her maybe 9-year-old son, if we're being generous, like rapidly humping her leg. And we all had to
switching
just sit there.
Positions.
He was switching positions. I think that kid invented sex.
He literally invented sex. Enough that everybody else at the pool was making eye contact going.
It was fucked up.
Bro, are you seeing this?
It was.
And then everyone would kind of look over it, and his mom was laying, I swear to God, legs spread on a fucking folding chair. Dude. While the sun was smashing, bro.
Humping her leg. Humping, like literally up and down. Grok was like.
Grok was like, yeah.
Middle Eastern culture. I asked Grok. I was like, Grok, what's up with this? Why is it like a thing? Like Middle Eastern cultures with the mom. Is there like a thing that I'm missing as like a, you know, European guy? And Grok was like, yeah, they're a little more like fluid in terms of like affection. But if you see something that triggers your like sensibilities, you should report it to the staff. And I was like, I'm not going to tell the lady who's bringing us margaritas that a Middle Eastern boy is humping his mom.
The whole staff was Persian. They would have been like, oh.
You're saying Middle Eastern culture is free use.
It was. That's honestly.
No, but no, I didn't. I didn't want to be a cultural imperialist. I didn't want to be a cultural imperialist. I don't want to be like, hey, what I do is what you should do. But I was like, Grok, isn't it kind of universal that like if you're
don't hump your mom,
if you have a boner from your mom, isn't that universally frowned upon? And Grok was like, dude, if you see something troublesome, talk to the staff.
Grok,
and I was
Grok
like,
was like Hitler,
talk to the big titty Latina that's serving me drinks.
Well, you said it, Grok. Honey, it was Grok. Grok told me to talk to her.
No, it was for real. No, it was really like troubling my heart. I was like, this isn't right. This kid, the mom was laying. First of all, the way the mom was laying, I was like, this is crazy.
If the mom was laying without a boy humping her, that would have been.
That was enough.
That would have been crazy.
That was enough for like, how about a towel?
Dude, TBH, her pussy was out.
Lemaire. It wasn't out, but.
Y'all saw mom pussy this morning?
Yes, you were too busy ass up. Swimming like a fucking shrimp, dude. Lemaire.
Nate, I was giving it my best.
You Nate, swim like a
You
scrimp.
Are the crawl daddy.
Yes.
Nate the crawl was swimming. Daddy.
Nate swims like this. This is his ass. That's how he floats through the water.
It's like Jaws.
It's yeah.
You see Nate's
fin.
Ass. You go, dun-dun, yep. dun-dun-dun-dun.
The fin's out. Well, we probably should be actually a little quiet.
Yeah.
It's late here.
It's
we're
late.
Just, dude, we're just in Beverly Hills.
We're just in the Pink Pony. We're in the Pink Pony Club. Pink Pony Club. My daughters,
you're in the Pink Pony Club.
My daughters love that song.
Everyone
loves I can't be like,
song.
Guys, I know you love a song. I know you love to sing the lyrics, but
just
it's,
so you know.
It's about you. Anyway.
This episode of Matt and Shane's Secret Podcast is brought to you by Dude Wipes.
Have you left poop streaks in someone else's toilet? Yeah, every time.
Yeah, every single time.
I did it all week.
It's a fucking disaster.
I literally painted my bowl this morning.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No, it was a
little paint
great.
Job. Do you ever pack extra underwear when you travel? How much extra? Do you ever need it?
Pretty much an extra pair per day.
Yeah, honestly. I always bring extra underwear. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
Not because I'm fucking shitting my pants constantly.
Yeah, I just used to really work it out.
What the fuck are you guys getting at here? Do you wipe? Standing or sitting down, does it make a difference? What is going on, dude? How horny are these people? What do they want to know?
There's got to be something about standing up, though. Like, I'm a stand-up wiper, honestly. Sitting down, I just smears everything. I don't know. I can't do it.
Well, Matt, whichever way you wipe, it's time to show your b-hole some respect and upgrade to Dude Wipes. Dude Wipes tackle the mess without any fuss, and the flushable design makes cleanup a breeze. They leave no room for dingleberries or stray butt crumbs that TP might miss. Plus, they're extra large and designed for adults, so no more endless rolls or settling for a less than perfect wipe. Dude Wipes, best clean pants down. Available. These guys are really funny. Amazon. It's available on Amazon and at major retailers nationwide.
Guys, we're in California having a good time.
Also,
man.
They would get in the pool, and
Gavin
he would
Newsom
straddle
sponsored this podcast.
He would. Yeah, Gavin, yeah.
No, we were in the pool.
Her, he would kiss her. They were kissing.
No, for real.
While he was wrapped around her.
Was it like lips kissing?
No.
It was like, it was not, they were kissing so much.
What lips are you talking about?
They were kissing so much that I was like, is he special needs?
Yes, I thought the same thing.
And I was like, maybe I'm an asshole. Maybe this kid is severely special needs. Then I heard him fucking talking. He was like, the fucking Dodgers are looking great. I was like, God. He's like, God damn, this guy's 38 years old. He's like, fucking Dodgers fucking lost the series of the Padres.
No, we really did. We sat in the pool today. We're just having a nice quiet time, chilling.
It was a very nice quiet time.
And there was a kid, like literally, not figuratively, literally humping his mother. And we all had to sit by the pool and be like,
you just gotta swallow.
Man, we gotta adapt. We gotta just, this is what, you know, this is what we're doing now. And
it's how we get down. If that was a honky family, I would have said, yo.
Yeah.
What the fuck are you two doing?
Yeah.
I've never seen anything like this in my life.
It was crazy, man.
And you were right earlier about handling business. About the whole situation.
Yes.
I'm not going to bring anything up.
From a Freudian perspective.
Absolutely Freudian. It was so intense that it led us into a discussion about how gay Freud is. And we were like, Freud must have been in a pool like this once and been like, everyone wants to do that. Because everyone did want to do that. Everyone watched him float around with his gigantic Iranian babe mom.
Hello.
A threat.
Yeah. No, to paint the picture, to be totally fair, the kid's mom was hot as fuck. It was undeniable. The kid's mom
she had a fucked up face, though. She had a full-on cat face.
She had the bimbo build.
Hold on. All women are, like, not all women, but a lot of women are going completely artificial.
She was AI.
He had a cyborg mom. He had an AI mom.
He had an AI mom. Fake
tits.
He
had a croc mom.
Fake tits, a face. Yeah.
Here's the thing. Mom. We didn't have to deal with croc moms. Imagine if your mom had lip fillers, if your mom had all, you know, your mom was, you know, upgrades. What are you going to do? You're a boy. You're a boy attaching to supernormal stimuli.
I was obsessed with my mom anyway.
That's what I'm saying.
And she was just...
Hello.
This is crazy.
We can say that. My mom knows I'm joking.
For sure.
She knows.
We had classic moms.
Yeah, with classic
these,
moms.
These 8-year-old, these potentially 10-year-old boys are dealing with moms who are and under the knife. And moms under the knife.
Pornhub and then... Grok mom.
It's not his fault.
And Grok mom's also willing to let you rub her inner thigh.
Yes, we saw that.
Rubbing the inner thigh.
No, it was true. That's
an odd thing.
We're not exaggerating.
Been, it for real would have been disgusting if it was a adult couple.
Yes.
You'd have been like, man, these fucking couples like.
Yo, for real, get a room.
Get a room.
It was get a room status.
I think she would have let us get in there, you know?
You, guys touch, you know touch? What? That's unfortunate.
Mayor, that was the thought that was torturing me the whole day.
Mayor, that's the excitement about the whole thing.
Yeah, no. Let's go asset for this 8-year-old boy.
Shit.
Yeah, we can't.
we might be breaking even on that.
The whole time I was going, let me upgrade you.
Mr. Steele, your girl coming in going, I noticed how much you were hugging your son. How would you like to try that with an adult man? It's weirder, huh?
Yeah, let's raise the bar, mama.
You hit the boy with a go to bed.
There's no way.
We got this. This is fine. That we haven't said anything bad. Yeah. You are the crawdaddy, though. I've never seen anyone swim more like a scrimp.
But you've never seen it level up.
You swim like a
scrimp. Yo, for real, I was worried. I thought Bubba Gump was going to fucking catch you in the net.
No,
Tom Hanks was back to back with Bubba going, imagine what we could do with this guy.
Nate, dude, Nate, you
raw
swimming.
Shrimp. Fried shrimp.
Nate, how
shrimp
does your ass come up higher than your head when you swim?
I don't know. Bro, I don't want to say it this way, but I think my ass is buoyant.
It is.
It's not. It's not.
It's not. I think my ass might be buoyant.
We've had a discussion about this. You have developed an unk. You've unked out into a dog ass.
Although, I will say,
I was born this way.
I don't know, dude. I think it's an African-American high-sodium diet. His ass flies. His ass was like a Spanish sail. Just fucking flies.
He's a man-o-war. He literally looks like a Portuguese man-o-war. He tried to push off the wall one of the times he took off. One of the things, Nate doesn't use his legs to swim. So his legs go straight, and it just they just float immediately. He took off from the wall. He pushed off from the wall. His legs immediately almost went. He scorpioned out on a push off.
That's aerodynamic.
It's not.
Yeah, it's no. There's no way.
You're
that
a
is.
Poor swimmer, but that's all right. You.